flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the main sport played in the Blind Side?
Football.
Correct. What musician played the guitar solo in the Michael Jackson song Beat It?
Slash.
No.
Pass.
The Hoover Dam is built on what river?
The Columbia.
No.
Pass.
What company introduced soup you can suck on called Soup Drops?
Soupettes.
No.
Pass.
How many stars make up the Big Dipper?
6.
No.
7.
Correct. What late actor played Patrick Verona in the romantic comedy 10 Things I Hate About You?
Pass.
What fruit candy with a balloon on the wrapper came out in 1985?
Tootsie Roll Pops.
No.
The Sucker?
No.
I pass.
Richard. You got 2 correct.
Wow.
There were some tough ones. There's no chance Steve's going to get a perfect 10 by any means. I'd be shocked if he got 5.
What?
Wow.
Really? Yeah. I was like, we didn't even get to all 10 questions. You don't know. Steve's a good guesser.
He is a very good guesser. It's kind of infuriating.
Okay, so how many do you think he's going to get right then?
I think he's going to get 5.
5.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Danny, how many do you think I'm going to get right?
8.
That's what's
wow.
up. I also feel like you owe Taryn a flip-off after that. Oh, I will. Once I pass number 5, the fingers are going up.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the main sport played in the Blind Side?
Football.
Correct. What musician played the guitar solo in the Michael Jackson song Beat It?
Eddie Van Halen.
Correct. The Hoover Dam is built on what river?
The Kwai.
No, what'd you say?
Colorado.
There we go. What company introduced soup you can suck on called Soup Drops?
I saw that. I kind of want to try them.
I know, me too.
Is that Campbell's?
No.
Oh, crap. What's the soup? Hormel?
No.
I don't know. I can see it, but I can't see it. I'll pass right now.
How many stars make up the Big Dipper?
7.
Correct. What late actor played Patrick Verona in the romantic comedy 10 Things I Hate About You?
Heath Ledger.
Yes. What fruit candy with a balloon on the wrapper came out in 1985?
Balloon on the wrapper. Tootsie Rolls?
No.
Lollipops?
No.
Tootsie Pops?
No. What 1981 video game was the first to tell a story during the game?
Oregon Trail.
No.
Oh, my God.
Steve, you got 5 correct.
Damn it.
Taryn was right.
Damn
exactly
it.
On.
I should start putting money on this.
But you did end up beating Richard 5-2.
Oh, that's all that matters.
Sorry, Richard.
I'm disappointed. I am too.
I'm not.
I honestly thought you were going to do better, too.
I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a dominant performance, one for the ages. And then it just kind of fell apart.
It's because you dawdled.
I did. Yeah. I should diddle more than dawdle.
Really, though. What made you dawdle was the soup company that has soup drops in its soup you can suck on, which is Progresso.
Yeah. Progresso!
I know. I want to try them, too. They sound so kind of weird and disgusting, but I'm curious.
We need to get them.
Yes, we do. What fruit candy with a balloon on the wrapper came out in 1985?
Don't know.
Airheads!
Oh!
The balloon on the wrapper.
I thought the balloon on the wrapper was on the Tootsie Roll Pops. No. Like the lollipops.
No, I don't.
I mean, I guess I'm wrong.
You're definitely wrong. What 1981 video game was the first to tell a story during the game? I loved it. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Oh, good call.
You know, you didn't do great, Steve, but you still beat Richard, so congrats.
You are invited to join the men's room for their lager launch party. It's a live broadcast happening on Friday, February 7th at Black Raven Brewing Company in Woodinville. This is all because the men's room are celebrating 2 decades on this radio station. So how better to commemorate such an occasion than with a new lager? You can find it at all sorts of retail establishments, convenience stores, and on tap at your favorite bar right now. And you can get more info on the beer at KISW.com. I already know the answer to this, but have you ever made a stupid purchase, Steve?
Never, never. I've never purchased goalie pads and never used them yet. I would never do something as dumb as that. So, no.
Never, ever. 206-803-ROCK. Be honest with us, Rockaholics. What stupid thing did you purchase? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Bad Wolves.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. We need you to be honest with us and tell us, what stupid thing did you purchase? And we are asking this because the Philadelphia Eagles are selling a pretty strange item to their fans. This is ABC News in Philadelphia telling what they're selling.
Get your credit card out, Deuces. If you're the superstitious sort, you may want to as well. The Eagles announced today they are now selling commemorative snow from last Sunday's playoff win against the Rams. Yes, for $50.
Okay. They're geniuses, because you know that this is the dumbest thing. Whoever thought, you know, as soon as the game ends, grab the snow, put it in a jar, and let's sell it for $50. You know, even if you sell a couple, you've already made money off of the dumbest thing ever.
You can own a pint of snow bottled straight from the field right after the Birds sealed that divisional win. Now, in case you're wondering, they say it'll be shipped using dry ice to, quote, maintain its natural state during transit. But then, yes, it's up to you, the buyer, to keep it frozen once it gets to your house. The Eagles say they'll only be selling...
Wait, you mean you can't just set it on top of your heater?
Why? Just hope the power doesn't go out and you lose everything in your freezer.
Oh,
that'd be
gosh,
a bummer.
All that money down the
right?
drain.
The Eagles say they'll only be selling 100 of the pints to allow fans to own a genuine piece of Eagles history. Until and unless it melts. Now we've seen it all.
I'm sure we could see more. Have you seen what it looks like?
The
little, little pint's kind of cool.
It is kind of cute.
I think, yeah. Not $50 cool. But
well, you know they're selling out of that for sure.
Yeah.
So the number to call is...
Some stoner's going to go into his freezer, think it's an ice cream, and he starts eating. He's like, this is the worst ice cream I've ever had.
206-803-ROCK. Be honest with us. What stupid thing did you purchase? Tim from Tacoma, what did you buy online?
Hey, that story actually makes me feel not so bad about what I'm about to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's going to be this dumb.
All right, so there was one of them Instagram ads about a keyboard, right? It was just a standalone keyboard, real ivory key-like feel, valued at $600. They were selling it for $55.99, right? Of course, of course. So what did I do? I decided to buy two of them.
Yeah.
And by buy, I mean give someone that I don't have a clue where they're at or what, you know, what they're trying to do, my money. And they gave me this tracking website that was in somewhere in China. You know, the website was so fake. It was as soon as I did it, I was like, I am an absolute idiot. So, did I buy anything? No, I did not. Did I give somebody my money? Yes, I did. And I bought two thinking, oh, I'll just sell one. It's $600. I can make money. Have a keyboard. And yeah, I got scammed hard. You know, I didn't buy anything. I just
you know how much snow in Philadelphia you could have purchased for all that money that you spent?
That's what I'm saying. I wish I would have invested in the snow instead of that.
Sort of the hopes and dreams.
I've come so close on a lot of those Instagram targeted ads. Like, this looks awesome. Like, those are the coolest shoes ever. And then, thankfully, I've gotten into the habit now to go straight to the comments.
Oh, yeah.
And more often than not, people are just like, do not waste your money, or they don't fit well, or I never receive them.
206-803-ROCK. Hayden from Seattle. What stupid thing did you purchase?
An iPod. It was absolutely the most stupid purchase I ever made. I was like, oh, hey, I got sick of Spotify because they kept charging me like $10 a month for their stupid subscription service. They weren't treating me very well. So I was like, huh, why don't I rewind back old school, get myself an iPod, plug it into the aux, and just jam on my way down wherever I'm going. That was a really bad idea. The aux jack broke down after about 2 months of use. The thing became useless. It doesn't have any Bluetooth. So I'm like, oh, well. And I open the thing up. It turns out it's a problem with the board. I have to get a $50 board replacement when instead I can go out and just get something else.
Oh.
Yeah, it really sucked. And then, you know, my dad wanted to listen to some Metallica today in the car, and he opened the window, hucked the iPod out of the window, so now that's gone.
Oh, problem solved. Wow. Someone said, what stupid thing did I purchase? I bought a 2010 Jeep Patriot. It's the worst Jeep ever made. So bad they discontinued it after like 9 years. That's from my neighbor. My wife thinks I'm a weirdo, because like, I like just like out there kind of like just random cars, like especially older ones. And my wife's like, you know, our neighbor just bought a Jeep Comanche, like it's not, and I'm like, what?
Was it from this? Weren't those from back in like the 70s or something?
And they went through like the 90s, I think, as well. But like, they're just like, my wife's like, I don't understand why I bought such an old car. I'm like, because it's freaking awesome. That's why. When can I ride in it?
I haven't seen one of those in forever.
I love those. They got like a pickup truck, a Jeep pickup truck. I always thought they were the coolest thing.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a stupid thing that I bought?
Yes.
It's not for...
Is it the jacket you're wearing right now?
No. Wow. This jacket is awesome.
Sorry.
It has mushrooms on it. It's cool.
I'm only kidding. One of our coworkers was giving you a hard time about it, and I thought that was funny. I actually do like it.
So I bought, and I think Sarah maybe actually saw this in our hotel room in San Diego. I bought the little, like, sticky bra boob thing that you can put on yourself.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly. Danny, we have those, right?
You don't have to wear a bra. Like, if you have, like, a backless dress or something like that, it doesn't show any lines and things of that nature.
And then the dress will stay in its right spot.
Yes, and you don't have, you know, you're not poking out.
The turkeys aren't done.
Yes, okay. So it's, you know, it's for coverage. They need to, like, put a warning on this thing that it's, like, not for women who have had children who now have just saggy boobs, and it doesn't, there's no lift. Your boobs just sit there and sag, and it's very embarrassing.
So did you think this little thing of tape was going to lift your boobs as well?
Well, they have those, too.
Oh, they
and
do?
They do, and if you tape underneath and pull it up, if you have an old mom boob like me, it just folds it in half.
Well, I appreciate boobs. I'm so glad I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
That's fair. Also, I like how she's showing us on herself right now.
This is a human resource nightmare.
Steve is keeping very good eye contact with me because you're basically showing
you're
us
what's happening. You're fondling yourself right now, and I'm like, I don't want to look, but like, you're making me look. So I'm like looking at you in the face, and then finally I'm like, I'm just going to look at Danny as you tell the story because I don't want to stare at your chest.
Well, the thing is,
and you're like
point,
going, and now you do that, whoopie doopie, boing boing boing, and I'm like, what are we doing here?
But to your point, had I just read the reviews, had I read the comments on this product, I would know it's really for not women. It's not for women like me.
But imagine if I had to buy like a special kind of goalie cup. And I'm right now telling you the story about the goalie cup, and I'm just adjusting the junk left and right. Wouldn't that be off-putting to you?
Maybe.
I would stare.
Right?
Yeah.
Sarah, there's a cup right here, but if you move it over there, then all of a sudden, you know,
just say
they don't take into account that I'm in my 50s now.
You can't look at any of you anymore.
They should put a warning label on these things.
Someone said, Tyron, calm down. You're going to get that Jason guy from the other day all excited. The one that wants to scratch an itch with you.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday. They are going to be together at Chateau St. Michelle Winery on September 21st. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
So, it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we haven't had a chance to catch up with everyone yet. But the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics right now, so call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Now, you might recall, earlier, we had this story about a guy that was getting tattooed.
Yes.
And he was under general anesthesia, and he ended up passing away while under anesthesia.
He's like a social media influencer, and he went to Brazil, I think it was, and he wanted to get a big back tattoo, which I hear back tattoos are not fun. So he decided, I'll just get put out for the tattoo, and he never came through again.
Yeah, he did not. And it turns out, we got a text at 206-803-ROCK. We have a doctor that listens to this program, Dr. Burden. And we believe he's on the phone with us right now. Doctor, can you give us a little bit of a window into the world of this tattoo disaster?
Well, thank you, Sarah. I love your show, and I'm sure I'm not the only doctor listening right now, so maybe some others will chime in as well.
I'm willing to put money on the fact that you are the only doctor that listens to our show, but all right, I appreciate that.
Come on, it's a great show.
Thank you.
You rock, Doc.
I appreciate it, and rock and roll, of course. Gotta love rock and roll. But at any rate, it's a topic that's near and dear to my heart because one of my relatives went in to have an eyelid tuck. And she was put under general anesthesia and had sudden death under anesthesia.
Oh my gosh.
Death under anesthesia, it's terrible. She's only 50 years old and, a beautiful woman who just wanted her eyes to look a little different than they did. She could have had a few small injections of what people say Novocaine, but nowadays we use lidocaine or bupivacaine, just local anesthetic, to numb up her lids for the surgery. She would have been awake through the entire thing talking about whatever she felt like talking about to the anesthesiologist, and it would have been done.
Now, it's a stupid question, but is it... Was it too much of the anesthesia that put her to sleep, or like how does that happen, or it's something so routine like that where someone can die from that?
Well, that's a very good question. It's not necessarily dose dependent. Sudden paradoxical death under anesthesia, unexplained. Huh. It just happens. My father was an orthopedist, and he ran a surgical center. Outlying surgical center not associated with a hospital. So he had three operating suites, and he refused to do any general anesthesia for his patients, even though some wanted it. If they wanted it bad enough, they had to go somewhere else, because my father said that sudden death under anesthesia occurs in 1 in 5,000 cases.
Wow.
And he did 50,000 cases during the course of his time as an orthopedist. He's a hand specialist. And he had zero deaths, but he would have had 10 sudden deaths under anesthesia had he used general anesthesia for all of those cases. It's just something that happens. And for me, as an emergency physician, we get called to the operating room. It's code blue, emergency team to the operating room, code blue stat. I grab my little box, and sweat starts breaking out on my brow, even after 20 years of doing this. I run, it's one of the few times I run to the operating room, and I get there. But they call it sudden death under anesthesia. They don't call it sudden arrest, cardiac arrest under anesthesia, or I can fix those. I can fix anything, but it's like they say in The Princess Bride, the fans of The Princess Bride movie, mm-hmm. You're almost dead, and then there's dead. And when they're dead, all you can really do is check their pockets for change. That's what Miracle Max said, and that's kind of the way it is. You arrive in the operating room, and the person, unfortunately, has nothing. And even though I like to think I can resuscitate anyone as a fully trained emergency physician with lots of experience and board certification and everything, that's what we do. We bring people back that go down. It's what we do for a living. It's one of the things we're very best at.
You know what's crazy is, like, when I think about, like, when any of my friends or even I've had to go under, like, you just don't even think about, like, the risk of that. The only time I get nervous was when I got to get my dog's teeth cleaned and, like, they put the dog under. That's when I'm like, I'm a little too nervous about this. It's funny how, like, that's where my priority is when it comes to, like, anesthesia.
Yeah. Well, the dog has a risk, too, but I'm not able to give you a number on that. And it's improved a bit, you know, since back in my dad's day. It's maybe closer to 1 in 10,000 now than 1 in 5,000, but it's still an entity with which I had too much experience, you know, during 30 years in emergency medicine. It's just incredibly tragic.
So have you heard of other people, doctor, have you ever heard of people, like, using anesthesia for a tattoo?
You know, there's a lot of good options for a tattoo. Regional anesthesia can block any part of the surface of the body with an injection while the person is totally awake. And you can numb up a big patch of skin with a very small injection if the anesthesiologist is familiar with the techniques. And that's the optimum way to have a tattoo if you don't want to feel it. I mean, they say you got to earn your tattoo. You know, you got to feel it. You got to earn it. So that's one school of thought. But if you really don't want to feel it, then, you know, as a person in emergency medicine who specializes in regional anesthesia, I can say that there's almost no part of the body that I can't numb up completely on the surface with just a very small injection.
Wow. Imagine showing up to a tattoo artist with Dr. Burden and be like, hey, I brought my doctor with me. He's going to numb up my skin.
They could bring me, or they could bring in any emergency physician. Nowadays, emergency medicine uses ultrasound. I don't know if you follow the new show, The Pit. It's a new TV show. In the beginning of the first hour of the day, they have a horrible-looking leg injury. And one resident says, we need to give him morphine now. And the other says, no, we can't give morphine. We need to keep, you know, track of this person's mental status. This is a seriously injured person. We can do a popliteal nerve block. So they use ultrasound to do a popliteal nerve block. And, of course, it takes me about 15 minutes to do one, and I'm very fast. And they did it in, like, 30 seconds on TV. But then they managed to straighten out her leg and fix it without giving her a bunch of sedation, a bunch of dangerous medications, you know, at that point, which can confuse the picture and hide her other injuries and make it difficult to talk to her at that point. So, I mean, you can do a nerve block, which will cover any area of the body, essentially. And an anesthesiologist or an emergency physician can do these. It totally removes the risk. You know, we have in emergency medicine what we call mild, moderate, and deep sedation. And we can do deep sedation. We do that a lot. The person is completely free of pain. They look like they're asleep. Sometimes you can wake them up. Sometimes you can't wake them up. You know, it's very deep. But you don't have to put down a breathing tube. Deep sedation is much safer. Deep sedation is much safer than general anesthesia. In general anesthesia, the person loses their ability to breathe and they have to have that breathing tube put down. And the breathing tube itself is a very invasive, intrusive thing. Most people have, you know, jaw pain and lip pain and tongue pain and
so doc, pain for sorry to interrupt you, but if I want to, like, you know, go to get a tattoo and I want to do this, can you recommend a YouTube tutorial on how I could do this myself without... No, kidding.
Thank you so much, Doc.
Well, it'll be hard if you want to do your lower back, I tell you.
I'm very limber.
Thanks you for the so call. Thank you so much for calling. And now, you know what? I'm excited. Now we have his phone number. So if we ever have, like, a medical question, we'll just call him up.
I'm going to picture you, like, on a Saturday night. You just had a couple glasses of wine and you hurt, like, something happened on your body. And you're just like, I'm going to call a doctor.
Doctor. Migs, in all your years of playing hockey, have you ever given up a goal for a strange reason?
I've given up a lot of goals. And usually just because I'm a bad goalie.
Oh, no. Well, there's one NHL goalie who gave one up, and nachos were to blame. So we're going to tell you what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Oilers were playing at home against the Washington Capitals on Tuesday night when a fan threw a container of nachos onto the ice. That is so wasteful.
And also, the cheese is then going to freeze to the ice. I mean, this is a terrible idea.
So a couple moments later, Corey Perry scored on Capitals goalie Logan Thompson, but he instantly pointed with his glove toward the nachos, and this is the play-by-play.
Puts Edmonton right back in the game at 3-2. There's Shrapnel on the ice, and the Caps are upset about it.
Something came over the glass, and he says it distracted him right as this shot is taken. And that's what it is, nachos that came over the glass. Always dangerous when fans are throwing stuff onto the ice and don't like seeing that.
Yeah, those nachos were already there.
I thought these play-by-play, and I was like, I can't believe we're even talking about nachos right now.
The goal was not overturned. The nachos were scooped up by the ice crew with shovels, and then the Capitals still went on to win 3-2.
At least they won, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So then after the game, Logan was talking about the nachos incident.
What happened on the Corey Perry goal?
You know, I've never seen nachos and cheese on the ice there. And it's a weak goal on my part. I kind of stopped playing and I was distracted. And yeah, I've never seen that before. But, you know, a goal still counted. I don't know the rule. So it is what it is.
I'm telling you, I don't blame him. I'd be like, I never expected to see cheese. I'm just shocked they didn't disallow the goal and say nacho goal. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I should just go home.
A woman was arrested because of how she handled her son eating too many hot dogs. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after Weezer.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. Good day, sir.
And to you, young lady.
I would say happy Thirsty Thursday, but you're still doing Dry January.
Way to rub it in.
It's not even the Dry January. It's the B-side weight loss, too. Like, both. I've got double duty for not drinking, and it's terrible.
Yeah, you can't compensate with one because you're not doing the other. No.
I need something to fill that hole in my soul.
I'm sure someone on the text line will be able to help you with that. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Congratulations to Ichiro. Yesterday, we're talking about the fact that he's going into the Hall of Fame. And today, we're talking about the fact that the Mariners are going to retire his number. So number 51 will be retired. A big ceremony is going to be happening on August 9th during one of the games then.
There's a woman from Pennsylvania accused of chaining her 11-year-old son to a basement fuel tank for hours because he ate too many hot dogs. The boy is okay. His mother, her name is Chazity, clearly is not. Here's the lawyer talking about this crime.
She starts berating him that he ate too many hot dogs in the days prior. She saw it on the cameras and he was going to get his punishment. Grabbed the handcuffs and she actually handcuffed him to the fuel tank. Mom then leaves and goes about her day.
I think the most disturbing part of that story is her name is Chazity.
Chazity.
I like the mom has handcuffs.
Little Chazity Castle.
Sounds like my kind of girl.
Hey, cracking her at home tonight, taking on the Washington Capitals at Climate Pledge Arena. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 42 degrees. It's going to be a sunny day. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.